This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Play is important for all children and can provide real-life, concrete experiences to learn about the world around them. RNIB have various play guides for children with a vision impairment, and today we're joined by Tom Norton from the RNIB Education and Children's Service to learn more about the guides and setting up a safe play environment. Hi Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So can you give us a brief overview of the different guides that are available?
Yeah, so we have four different guides available for children with vision impairment. One is Let's Play, and that covers facilitating play for children with vision impairment. So how do you play with a child to get the most out of their abilities, their senses? And that's the real kind of introductory guide to sensory play. And then we've got a few other guides as well that extend on from that. We've got Messy and Muddy, so that covers outdoor play and looks at how you integrate those senses into the wider world, looking at the environment in a much greater detail. We've got Parties and Playdates, a child with vision impairment playing with other children, both who have vision impairments and who are fully sighted. It's that real inclusive play that can be anything like arts and crafts at home, right through to going to a birthday party with your best friend from school, all the really everyday, every life kind of instances of play. And the last guide is the Joymakers guide, which covers Christmas. It looks at different gift ideas and recommendations, different Christmas activities, and also how to do things in the cold, in the dark, in the snow a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. And how can people set up a safe environment for children with a vision impairment to play?
So in terms of setting up safe play environments, a few of the different things you'll be looking at are things you'd look at anyway for a child just normally. There just might be a little bit of an extra focus on these aspects. So for example, you'll be thinking about lighting and conditions, what works best for your child. And that really depends on their vision impairment. Some children really like bright lights, some children like dark lights. Some people like natural light, some people like artificial light. It's very normal to explore a little bit and find out what your child wants and needs. And there are a few professionals around that can help you with that as well. If your child's sensitive to noise and there's lots of movement around them, actually they might not be able to locate the toy that they want, hear the trajectory of a toy that they're playing with. So if they threw a ball, for example, they might lose that ball because they can't follow it. So noise and motion are really important things to consider. Actually, just simplifying that environment as well can be really important. So doing what we call decluttering. Decluttering is where you have as little information as possible in the space, so that a child can focus on the thing that they are doing, the toy that they're playing with. So this might mean a single color background and simple toys in a simple layout, so your child can focus specifically on the toy that they're playing with and not have lots of things around them. A really good example of this is some play mats. Play mats can have lots of different things on them. They can have a woodland setting. They could have a town setting on them. They could have lots of different patterns and colours. And sometimes that might be really important if you're trying to do some role play with your child, for example, around how to act in the town, how to cross roads, how to do different bits and pieces in town, how to find the shop. Having a busy mat, that could be the focus point. But if they're playing with a ball on top of that map and actually the map isn't relevant, it might be better to change that map for just a solid block of color so they can track the ball over that solid block of color rather than having the busy map trying to track through that ball through lots of different colors. So also a supportive play environment. So also a supportive play environment and a safe play environment is one with a parent they're supporting, but not necessarily leading. So there are different ways and types of support. Different children like support in different ways, but we'd really encourage the parent to help to let the child lead. And so if the child has options of toys in front of them, you present the options of the toys to the child and they would choose the toy they want to play with. They want to go to a toy. You wouldn't bring the toy to the child. You'd take the child to the toy. And in that, the child is making those decisions. They're exploring the world around them as well. And they get a sense of where things are in the space. So later on, they know that they can move to the toy rather than asking someone to bring the toy to them. It really does build those key independent skills. If you leave them to do that on their own, there may be some aspects of safety. So please do always supervise your children when they're playing.
Well, thank you so much, Tom Norton, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we'll join you once again to learn about sensory play and some of its benefits. Find resources on play, independent living and more on the RNIB website at www.rnib.org.uk.